All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Valley Water and Sewer Improvement District. Today is August 10th, 2026. It's 11:24 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Rob, you want to start your chair?
Rob Behunin.
Laurent Jouffray.
John, you're on mute, but I can see your. We have John Lewis on as well.
I'm Lewis.
There you
Sorry,
go.
couldn't get it off of mute.
That happens.
Mark Bell, legal counsel.
We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on July 13th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, I would move that we approve the board meeting minutes held on July 13, 2026.
Thanks, Rob.
You got the wrong date. It should be September 14th, 2026. Does the agenda say the wrong date?
It does.
Okay.
So what's the date, Christy?
September 14th of 2026. That was the last time we had the meeting, but I can put them on the next
Is that
agenda.
2025?
Huh?
Well, I know
Let's
we've
just.
had one since.
Yeah, September 14th, 2026. We can
Well,
bump them to the next meeting so I get it on the agenda, right?
yeah, let's
Okay.
do that.
Yeah, because it's only August.
Did
Yes.
we approve the July 13 ones last month?
Okay. All right,
Well, we
then
skipped
we
a
will.
month.
Yep.
Oh,
We
true.
skipped June.
Yeah, then we did. We approved the prior ones last month, which was been the September 14th. I must have just had the meeting minutes on the agenda wrong. It should have been September of 14th.
Okay, so we will bump
Bump
that.
them to the next one.
Yep. So action items, board. I think that, well, it's item one would be the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. Item two, the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. Item three was going to be the water and sewer system specifications for construction and development. And then the sewer and water rate study. So I don't think we're ready for those. Could I get a motion then that we table all four of those items?
I
I
would
can.
move to table the four items under action items.
Thanks,
I
Rob.
can second that.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay. Administrative non-action items. So feasibility studies. How do we want to move forward then?
I think we would have you engage per our procurement procedures or whatever operational protocol we need to engage the right entities to give us qualifications and proposals for that and get that moving, whether that's in Zions and an LRB and a somebody else, whoever it is. Let's just move that forward.
Okay. Mark, can I get with you and we can coordinate on getting something out?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And as well as preparing a budget with those numbers.
Okay.
We need to prepare a budget for year one, year two, year three, etc. With those numbers as well.
Yep. Have we engaged an accountant?
No, you were going to help us engage
Okay.
Pinnacle or somebody.
Okay. I will reach out. They would help then look at the budget, look at the finances for the next couple of years, Laurent. So we'll talk to them. What else do we need to cover? I think we have direction on the infrastructure acquisition and the administrative funding. and reimbursement agreements. Rob, you and I can work on that when we have the meeting next week. Kind of
Well,
how.
maybe we could add opportunity or not to add some kind of a fee, connection fee or impact fee,
Yeah, and I think we'll get that partly from when we do the analysis that we're going to do from whatever firm is going to come in to do the feasibility studies. That will definitely help us, Laurent. So.
So what is the difference then between what Horrocks provided in terms of a, I guess it's just a rate study, right? We have a rate study that they provided that basically says, your monthly sewer bill should be $72.75 a month. They've calculated the necessary revenue generation to come in on an annual basis at about $523,000, but that's at the rate that, that's at full tilt. That's basically was as Laurent's math as, and then they've got two impact fees, one at 16,000 for culinary and one at 9,500 for secondary for irrigation. So that's, and they're calling them impact fees, not connection fees. They're calling them impact fees. So this would be provided then to a third party, a Zions or an LRB or somebody, and they would assess the feasibility of this. Is that what we're talking about doing?
Yes, and then we would also, when we talk to getting a district engineer, to make sure they felt comfortable with those numbers as well. And
Exactly.
so, Laurent, will you send me an email, or Rob, somebody send me an email with that individual's name that we wanted to reach out to, and to help with the kind of the operator to look. I can't remember his name.
Paul Southwick, is that who you're
Yes.
talking about?
Yeah.
He was the
Now,
sewer operator, right?
yeah. And I think, Mark, we could probably use the sole source since he's familiar with the valley up there.
Yes.
That we could go down that route. Do you agree?
I think we can certainly consider it.
Okay.
Michael, my connection stopped. I didn't hear your question.
So one of the options in the procurement policy is that we could do a sole source. And I think we should probably look at it for that operator. Because he's very familiar with the valley and everything that's going on up there. So he already has knowledge that others would take a while to come up to speed on. So it would save the district. That's the whole intent of having a sole source in the procurement policy. So
What is that individual's name again?
I'll send it
Paul.
to you. It's Paul Southwick.
Paul Southwick.
Yeah, I don't
So
have his
all three of
contact
you know him.
information,
I
so
like it. And
I'll
all
send
three
it to
of
you.
you are good with him.
Yeah,
Everybody likes
he may
him,
be
thinks he can do a
completely,
great job.
he
Okay.
might be retired and he might just be with ponds and not, plants. So, but you could start with him.
Okay.
I'll shoot you the numbers.
Okay. Thanks, John.
I just texted you and Mark, so let me know if you don't get them.
Okay.
Got it.
Yep, got it. Okay, what else do we need to cover?
So just following up on Mark's question on the name change,
Yes.
so we had submitted everything to the annexations at utah.gov. We started with entities at utah.gov. They pushed it over to annexations. I don't know why, because we weren't annexing anything. We were just trying to get the name changed. with the current configuration of the district boundary as it is today. They asked for the district map. We have the resolution of the county. We had the resolution of the board as well. And then they said, we also need a copy of a document that has the requirements outlined in Utah Code annotated 67-1A-6.7.
Is that so? Has the district boundaries changed since the district was created?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, then that's weird. They're making us jump through these hoops.
Yeah.
I thought we had to annex the property and the entire property and the golf course. So since the beginning, I think it has changed, no?
No, it
Since
not.
the very beginning, since the very beginning, did we not add into the district the old golf course and the
We had not completed that process. The reason why we haven't completed that process is because we needed to change the name of the district, and we needed to add water and water services on top of the sewer services. So you're right, Laurent. We went through and did a process with the rest of the Nordic property. We also went through a process with Ian Silverberg, but we haven't finalized those processes, and those processes are now out of compliance in terms of the timing to get those done. And as Mark and I talked about it, since we were adding belts and suspenders to get the district services aligned for water and sewer, we let both property owners know we're not going to complete those. We'll have to redo those annexations once we had that done. So we're at that point now, and it won't be hard to do.
Okay.
So
They haven't subdivided, still the same entities, same individuals.
yeah.
What we might want to do is, and Mark, help me in the PID world when we bond, we can do a resolution of consent to bonds for people who give permission on the petition to annex. Is there something that we could do similar where they tell us they're good to annex? We do a resolution that says it's good for like 10 years and they acknowledge it, and then the board passes the resolution. That way we don't have to worry or go back to get petitions again signed. I know we do that in the PID world, in the bond world, that they do that.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
And I think we'd want to talk with I think we'd want to talk with bond counsel about it, but it seems to me logical that we could. I've just never jumped through those hoops before.
Okay. Yeah, we could probably, plagiarize one of their resolutions. So I don't think they would necessarily care. I mean, they're public documents, so that just might be something that we could do so we don't have to worry. Because what you do is you do it based on the parcels. That way, even if they get subdivided or they change hands, we don't have to worry about, the new owners coming back saying, oh, we don't want to do it and we're against it. For that period of time, we have that covered.
Right,
So,
right.
and then that would be recorded that way, whoever the new property owners would know that's a layer that's on that property for whatever period of time.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, I'll review the stuff, Rob, dealing with the lieutenant governor, because
Okay.
if we haven't changed the boundaries, It should be relatively simple to get the name changed.
Why we didn't change the boundary on those other
Yeah, and
bring
I
those
don't
other
get why
pieces
they would
in.
have kicked us over to annexations.
30%.
Now, the entity registry, I get why they kicked it, but they should only have kicked it to the, so it's not just annexations and withdrawals. That same group does the creation documents, which should cover a name change.
Yeah, that's what I would understand as well. Yeah. But they want this other piece of paper
Okay.
that I haven't looked at. I didn't look up the code, but that's what they wanted.
Christy, do you have any info?
It's called a notice of impending name change document. Requirements for the document can be found at, they give a link. And it's in our, Christy, it's in our Your Mind Exchange of July 20th.
I'll forward it to you, Michael, the
Okay.
email. I'll find it and I'll forward it to you.
Okay,
And you
thank
can
you.
look into that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually,
Okay.
we've got Tyler and Matt, and you on this. We got Tyler King, Matt Entz.
Yeah, it seemed like I CC'd you guys on it because I didn't know.
Yeah, you
So
guys are
you
all on
probably
that.
have it, Michael. If you just search your email for Rob, you'll find it.
Okay. Yep, I'll do it. Okay, we anytime we do an annexation or withdrawal, we have to do a notice of impending boundary action. So if this is name change, they might want the property owners to sign. Because that's typically who does the signing when it comes to the boundary actions. And then it has to be notarized, all that good stuff. So I'll look at it. We'll figure out who it needs to go to.
Cool.
Good news is
Okay.
it's updated on the
Yeah,
public
that's always a positive.
notice
Yeah, it's changed there. That's right.
Okay, what else? Mark, if you could just
Can't think of
kind of
anything else.
finalize your thoughts on the two reimbursement agreements. That
Yeah,
way we're ready.
I'll get on that, and then let's you and I get on the horn
Okay.
and go through that.
Okay.
Just to maybe close a circle a little bit, and with the understanding that we'll talk about it in a closed section next month.
Okay.
We have, for all intents and purposes, settled with the Utah Open Government
That
Coalition
guy.
group. Yeah, that dude. But there are some considerations there that we ought to talk about in
Okay.
a couple session, and let's get that on the agenda for next time.
Okay.
The
You
only
good?
other thing I hope to have on that meeting on the 18th is we've asked the developer to go do an accounting of, of costs incurred already on behalf of the district. We need that number plugged into all of this as well, so that we know for your reimbursement agreement, so we know
Yeah.
what they've already covered and paid. So
Okay.
I guess the other thing coming down the pike, and I don't know if we've talked with you about this, Michael, or not. When we did the name change and so forth with the county, we agreed with the county attorney's office that we would be filing a, I'm forgetting the technical name for it, I think it's a ratification action, getting a court's blessing on the fact that everything that was done on that has been done properly and accurately. So that's something that's coming down the pike in terms of a kind of a friendly litigation matter.
Is it tied to that? Or is this something different that's not tied to that?
It's something that we will do after we finalize the name change
Okay.
with the state.
Okay.
But the idea here is essentially to get the Second District Court to sprinkle holy water on the actions that were taken by the county commission in essentially reorganizing the district.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
adding the services and changing
Adding the
names.
service, adding the culinary and secondary water services.
Okay. Yeah, they did something similar with when we did John's District and Nordic Village. So we went back, or prior, we had them do the same thing. So, and then Rob, who's the treasurer? John, is it
John.
you? Okay. So I will send to both of you later today two share file signature requests. They'll be for the 25 financial certification as well as the fraud risk assessment. There's a letter that I will also send to the state auditor that says the district's inactive because we don't have any financial operations, no revenues or expenses for the district. I don't need that signed. I will just send that in separately. I've worked that out with them for all of our inactive districts, and they're okay with what it is I send in. So the two things that I'll need you to sign are the last two that will clear up our status with them on transparency. So,
Great.
okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Hey, anything else? All
That's a
right.
big
So just to recap,
to-do list. That's a big to-do list.
that's why I'm going to go over it, Laura. Feasibility study, send that out, the name change requirements that we need to do, the accounting firm. Now, Rob, do you want me to wait till the 18th to talk with Clyde to make sure everybody's good that we bring them on now? Or are you comfortable if I call them today and say you're coming on and they start incurring some costs?
Yeah, I say let's get them on.
Okay, then I'll reach out to them. We're going to talk to the district operator about that single source. What else am I missing? Anything?
Can't think of anything. Your list, that's the to-do list I have on my sheet as well.
Okay. And then Mark and I'll talk about the agreements.
When can we have a target date for that name change? Because I feel we have worked on it for 2 years. So is there a date or a deadline or something we can?
The way it typically works, Laurent, once we get them that notice of name change, we'll need to get that signed, obviously, notarized. Then we'll send that up with the rest of the packet. Once it gets turned into them, they have a 10-day turnaround. And the only thing that would make it longer than 10 typically is going to be if there's an issue with the boundary description. That's what we've always found before.
Okay.
So if there's no issue there, then it's going to be around 10 days once we get that filed with them. So Mark, could you give me that? Well, I'll get it from Christy. Mark, if I have an issue with any of the legal part of that, I'll shoot it over to you. What I'll do is I'll look at what we use for annexations and withdrawals, and I'll keep it really similar to
Okay.
what we use. So I'll just CC you when I'm going to send it up, make sure you have it, and if there's any
Okay.
issues, let me know.
I'll have a quick look.
Okay. And then Rob, as soon as we can get that filled out, you'll need to sign, get it notarized. I'm not sure if the property owners are going to need to or not, but I'll let you know when I see the form.
Okay.
And if that's the case, I'm assuming it's going to be Clyde, John, And then Laurent, you guys might, but you're probably more tied in with Village, right? The Village Ventures. You guys are part of Village Ventures, right? Nordic Village Ventures.
Yeah, the land belongs to Nordic Village Venture.
Okay. Then we'll just need the one signature. That probably will be Brooke then.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll let you know on that.
Great.
Okay, when's our next
Okay.
meeting? Next month?
Yes.
Or are we doing quarterlies?
No, it's next month.
Okay.
So, second Monday. So, it would be the 14th of September.
Okay.
But yeah, Christy's got it on the calendar already, 14th of September.
Perfect. Hopefully, we'll have most of this stuff covered by then. The
That'd be great.
feasibility study, we won't. I'll just be up front. That's going to take a little bit of time. Hopefully, we can have somebody ready for the board to approve and engage. That's what. Are you guys comfortable if we find somebody sooner to get them on and then you guys ratify that agreement, or do you want to see the agreement before and approve it at the board meeting?
Let's see the agreement.
Okay. You want it on the board agenda then, Mark, correct?
I think
Okay.
so.
All right. I'm good with that.
I mean, and if we can get it sooner than later, let's get it circulated and ask for any questions in the interim so we can get
Okay.
some quick work out of it.
How do we want to handle the accounting agreement? Do you want to let us get going now and have them ratify it, or do you want that on the agenda before we? You hate ratifying stuff?
But on
Okay.
the other hand, I understand the urgency of what's involved. So I guess as a practical matter, I toss that to Nordic Village Venture and that group and see how they want to handle it.
So Pinnacle handles both Nordic Village and Wolf Creek. So they're the accounting firm for both of the development entities. So are you guys comfortable and do you feel comfortable with Pinnacle since Laurent, I don't know, and John, I don't know how you guys both feel. I'm comfortable with them.
Sure.
Okay. Laurent, you good if we get them going sooner than later, or do you want to see the engagement?
There is no conflict. There should not be any conflict of interest between.
No, not for an accounting firm.
No, but being a CPA, I can see
Ah, I
some
didn't realize
risks,
you
you know.
were. Nice.
Yeah.
How about if we do this? And Mark, tell me if you're good. Why don't I get an engagement from them? I'll send it to you guys. And then if everybody can send me something back saying that you're okay with it, then that would help with the ratification later. Then, Mark, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Then I'll get that done from them. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, sounds like we have some things to get done in the next little bit. So, hey, could I get a motion to adjourn then? Unless you guys have something else.
I can make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Laurent.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 Hey, good.